Year's Eve with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
How's it going, Mike?
Fine, Miss Phillips.
Very good. That window detail and native stone helped a lot.
Yeah, I thought they added something.
How about adding something else? The Brady family to my boat Saturday. That is, if they'd like a fishing expedition.
Oh, I'm sure they would. There's a lot of Bradys. 8.
Why not make it 9? Bring your housekeeper. My wife and I really enjoyed the dinner at your home.
Well, that's a pretty big invitation.
Well, it's a pretty big boat. And a pretty big ocean.
Yeah.
Talk to you about it later.
Thanks, Mr. Phillips.
Well, Carter's has nice towels, Ellie. On sale? Well, yeah, it'd be worth taking a look. Well, how about next Thursday? Oh, well, look, Ellie, I gotta go. Mike's home. No, look, why don't you call me later? No, I have to go now, Ellie. Goodbye. It's almost impossible to get her off the telephone.
Where is everybody?
Scattered.
Hey, kids! Kids!
Is something wrong, Mike?
Oh, on the contrary. Something is dandy.
Come on, gang, on the double.
We're here, Dad. On the double.
Where are, Bobby and Marcia?
Bobby's over at Chuck's.
Marcia's at Sue's.
Well, we'll pass the good news on to them later.
What good news?
Mr. Phillips has invited all of us, including Alice, out on his boat next Saturday for a day of deep-sea fishing.
Well, Mike, I think the kids have other plans on Saturday.
We'll change them.
Sure.
I've never been on a boat before.
I think I'd rather go fishing.
Well, there's no reason we can't go. Now, everybody stay healthy, and let's not spoil this trip.
Hey, Pete, let's check our fishing gear.
We better go tell Alice about this.
Sorry, fellas, I'm not going.
You gotta, Alice. Dad's boss invited you.
Specially.
Look, when it comes to boats, just forget about good old Alice. I get seasick when I stir my coffee.
It's all in your head, Alice.
They have pills you can take when you go on boats.
Yeah, I know. I take those when I start up the washing machine.
We rigged this up just to help you.
It'll keep you from getting seasick.
No, thanks, no.
All you have to do is get used to the motion. At least try it, Alice.
Yeah, the trip won't be the same without you.
Okay.
We'll help you.
Thank you. What? What do I do?
Pretend you're out at sea.
Isn't it easy?
Well, we're not very far out. Yeah.
Keep your eye on the horizon. Your knees act like springs.
Huh?
Go against the roll of a boat.
Hey, you know, this isn't too bad.
That's what we told you.
All right, now try it the other way.
What other way?
Turn sideways, like you're going into swells.
Like this?
Yeah, you'll be the best sailor in the family.
Yeah, I might at that. Then again, I might not.
Mr. Phillips' boat, we'll be using live bait. Right now, we'll use this sinker for weight. Okay.
Just swing it back and forth?
Yeah. Give it a lot of arm action, though. Okay. And aim for the bucket.
Hey!
That's good.
Hey, what kind of fish will we catch, Dad?
Oh, I don't know. Bass, barracuda, halibut, maybe.
I want to catch something big. Like a whale.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, let's see how your mom can do.
What, are you kidding?
Oh, well, I used to go fishing with my father all the time.
Oh, you did, huh?
Oh, sure. It's all in the wrist. Yeah, you just got to know how to flip the old wrist.
Okay, be my guest. Just
okay.
Flip away here.
Okay, now watch this. The old side armor. Ready?
Wow!
You're strong.
All the way into the Dittmar's yard.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. I think you're hung up there.
I'll get it. Thanks, Alice.
I'll get it. Reel it in, Mrs. Brady.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mrs. Brady. You just caught a 5-pound bag of charcoal.
Oh, no.
Well, she's running a low fever and her tonsils are quite inflamed. We've been through this before, Mr. Brady.
Yeah.
They really should come out.
You mean right away, Doc?
Well, I'll check her again Thursday. But just in case, I'll reserve a hospital room for Saturday. Meanwhile, keep her in bed and lots of liquids.
Yeah.
I'll send over a prescription.
Thank you, Dr. Howard.
I'll find my own way out. Goodbye, young lady.
Bye.
Thanks, Doc.
Thanks so much for coming.
Not at all.
Well, we can go some other time. I think your tonsils are more important.
Most everyone has to have them out sometime, sweetheart. It's not so bad.
Sleep through the whole thing.
And then when you wake up, you can have all the ice cream you want. And you won't be catching colds or getting sore throats anymore.
Well, what if my tonsils get better? Then can I go on Mr. Philip's boat Saturday?
Well, if you're better and you don't need them out, yes.
And if you stay in bed, like the doctor said, and lots of liquids.
You know what liquids are?
Sure. Water and milk and even ice cream if you melt it.
She still has a slight fever. I guess there goes the boat trip.
It isn't my fault. It's my tonsils' fault.
Isn't it a little warm and stuffy in here?
Patients' rooms are supposed to be warm.
Not stuffy. Now, let's leave that door open. You girls are a real big help.
I'm going to go get her some more soup.
Oh, please, honey, give Alice a fighting chance. You're using it up faster than she can make it.
101.5.
When did you take it?
Just now.
And 5 minutes ago.
We take it every 5 minutes.
Why don't you just leave it in her mouth?
Then she couldn't eat your soup.
You know what the doctor said about liquids, Mom.
Soup's a liquid, even if it has junk in it.
We want her to get well so we can go on that boat trip.
We gave up our ballet for Saturday afternoon.
Yes, I know all about it. Now, why don't you two Florence Nightingales go get ready for dinner? The relief nurse will take over. Thank you. There.
Chow time, men. Oh. Why the dragging chins?
Cindy's sick. The boat trip will probably be off.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not exactly the end of the world.
Oh, look what we gave up for.
Yeah, the Hansons invited Bobby and me to the circus Saturday afternoon, and we turned it down.
And I gave up a basketball game. They got some guy to replace me.
And now we don't even have the boat trip.
Well, maybe we do.
2 weeks from Saturday would be better for us, Mr. Phillips. That's okay with you, of course. Oh, yeah, that'd be fine. Thanks very much. I'll see you in the morning. All set, man.
Thanks, Dad.
Let's tell the girls.
So it's down to the sea again, in ships.
Yeah, you don't sound too thrilled.
Well, let's just say I'm none the milder merrier.
Oh, seasickness is just a state of mind.
Well, I'm a native of that state. I better get this soup up to Cindy. She hasn't had any for almost 15 minutes.
Yeah. Good. Well, the boys broke the good news.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, Cindy, I'll be fine.
Hello? Oh, it's you, Ellie. I'm just a little busy at the moment, Ellie.
Be firm. Hang up.
I can't insult her. Of course, yes, I am listening, Ellie. Yes, Ellie, yes, sure, yeah, everything's just fine, yeah.
just want one look, Cindy.
I'm all bitter.
Honey, Dr. Howard's not going to hurt you.
He just wants to check your tonsils.
My tonsils went away.
Now, please, honey, just one little peek.
Oh, honey, watch Mommy. It's very simple. Just open your mouth wide and the doctor puts the little stick in. You see, honey?
Mrs. Brady, do you mind if I take another peek?
Oh, no, not at all. Now, watch, honey. See, there's nothing to it.
Now, you do what Mommy did.
All right, it's your turn now, Cindy. Come on.
Okay, but only one peek.
Open wide. Well, there's no doubt about it.
They have to come out?
Oh, for sure. Check them into the hospital before 6 Friday afternoon.
Them?
Us?
Well, Mrs. Brady, your tonsils are almost as bad as Cindy's.
That's impossible, Dr. Howard. I mean, I've had sore throats every now and then, but, well, it feels just fine now.
Mine, too.
Well, Mrs. Brady, there are other symptoms of tonsillitis. And in adults, it can be more serious if you let them go.
But...
Mrs. Brady, if you feel that I'm qualified to judge your daughter's condition, then you must feel that I'm qualified to judge yours.
Oh, I do,
check them both into the hospital before 6 Friday afternoon. Goodbye, all. Goodbye.
Well, you might have said something, Mike.
I was afraid to open my mouth before you'd take mine out, too.
I hope you kids are going to be all right while I'm gone.
We'll be fine, Mom.
We'll have Dad and Alice.
Oh, that's right.
And you'll have Cindy.
Have a good time, Mom.
Oh, thanks, Peter. That's funny. That's the same advice I got from Bobby. Don't forget you have a dental appointment in the morning.
How can I forget? You told me 3 times in the last half hour.
Marcia, you better go help Cindy pack, okay?
She's all packed. Jan helped her.
Well, then, what are we waiting for?
You.
Anything I can do, Mom?
Yes, Greg. Would you tell your father that we're just about ready?
Right. Here he is.
Oh, Cindy, honey, I don't think you'll need your doll in the hospital.
If I have to have my tonsils out, so does she.
What in the world have you got in here?
Oh, just a few things I need.
Like what?
Like my stuffed elephant, my teddy bear, my piggy bank, and a bag of rocks.
I've got a few non-essentials here for Cindy. Pajamas, slippers, toothbrush.
Oh, thanks, Alice. Well, I guess that'll just about do it. Oh, that's got to be Ellie.
Hello. Hi, Ellie. Oh, I'm sorry you just missed her. She's on her way to the hospital. Yeah, I sure will. Bye, Ellie.
Mike, I am not on my way to the hospital.
Oh, yes, you are. Come on, right now.
Now, chin up, Mrs. Brady. When you get back, the ice cream will be ready and waiting.
Thanks, Alice. That's a very comforting thought.
Doing fine. Now, just follow 2 strict orders. First, stay in bed.
Doctor.
And second, not a peep out of either of you. Now, what's that supposed to mean?
The family's due to go on a boating trip a week from Saturday.
Oh. Well, you'll make it. Lots of liquids, gelatin, ice cream. And remember, no talking, okay? I'll drop in tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Dr. Howard.
Bye-bye.
Well, get to the office. If there's anything you want, don't answer. Write it down. Cindy? Well, okay. Now, remember, Carol, no talking. Especially if your friend Ellie calls. Let Alice answer the phone. Okay. I'll be home early. Well... Have a good go, Alice.
Alice should get him off to a good start. remember. It's a little rough going down at first. Take your time. Easy does it. I'm headed for the market. Any special requests?
Got a dozen.
Write it down. Okay, Cindy, more ice cream? Vanilla? Chocolate? Strawberry? Which one?
Answering the phone. Where's Alice?
At the market. I won't do it again.
Good. How do you feel?
Yeah, no, don't answer. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Doesn't sound like you.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's your husband.
Sorry, wrong number.
Yes, Mr. Phillips.
Get me Mike Brady, please.
Mr. Brady left about 15 minutes ago. Something about getting home to his wife.
Oh, yes, she's back from the hospital. What's that number?
Bet that's Daddy.
Not again. Maybe it's Ellie. Hello?
Ahoy, Miss Brady, this is Mr. Phillips.
Daddy?
Sure, it's Mr. Phillips.
Feeling better?
Not well enough to go on that broken-down barnacle barge of yours.
Hi, honey.
Oh, no. Mike, I just...
Honey, don't talk. Write it. What did you just... My boss. You thought it was me on the phone trying to trick you? You called his boat a broken down. Barnacle barge? You know, this wouldn't have happened if you'd stayed off the phone. Oh, well, I'm sure I can square it. I'll call him back and explain the whole thing. He'll probably get a big kick out of it. Mr. Phillips, please. Mike Brady calling. Mr. Phillips, this is Mike Brady. Listen, there's been a funny misunderstanding here today, and I think you're going to get a big kick out of it. Get a big kick out of it.
Good evening, Mike.
Mr. Phillips.
May I come in?
Why, of course.
Thank you. Well, it's so good to see you up and around.
Thank you.
Oh, she's not supposed to speak. That's what caused the mix-up on the phone this afternoon. She thought it was me trying to trick her.
You know you can insult a man's wife, but never his boat. I must admit my nose was slightly out of joint at the time. But in thinking it over, I realized there must be some logical explanation. And that's why I dropped by, to bring you these. And to ask you if you'd all still like to go on that boat trip the week from Saturday.
Oh, I think I can get you a quick answer, Mr. Phillips. Kids! Mr. Phillips wants to know if we still want to go on that boat trip.
Yes!
Splendid. I'm looking forward to it myself. Me? I have a beautiful boat? Well, that makes up for everything. Good night, Mrs. Brady. Mike?
Good night, Mr. Phillips, and thanks.
Oh, don't mention it. Don't bother seeing me out.
Mike?
Honey, don't talk.
But, Mike,
oh,
I...
Oh, boy, I guess there's only one way to shut your mouth.
Day on Mr. Phillips' boat.
How about that fish I caught?
My fish was bigger. Well, if I would have caught it.
Okay, kids, up to bed.
Kids sure got a kick out of it.
I don't know how anybody could get seasick so fast.
It wasn't so fast. It was perfectly fine till I saw the boat.
Okay, guys, we'll take over from here. Yeah. Thanks.
Come on, Peter. Oh,
come on, Alice. Now, you'll be all right.
I bet I get it in this time. Well, I was close.
Hey, you fellas better get washed up.
Your father will be home for dinner any minute.
Wait a second, Mom. We're having a contest. Bet you I'd get closer.
You missed it by a mile.
Well, you didn't get it in either.
You guys want to stand back and watch the old queen of the side armors here take over? Watch this now. Right in the old bucket. Right over the fins.
You don't know your own strength, Mom.
Well, you got it. You got it.
Up. I think you're hooked up again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, come on.
I hope it's not Mr. Dittmeyer's charcoal again.
No, Mrs. Brady, it's Mr. Dittmeyer.